Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking forward to this.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People live alive.
Mark Richt, the former head coach of the Hurricanes, and he's an analyst now on the ACC Network. And he once sat in your living room trying to recruit you to Georgia.
He won. He accomplished. I committed.
And then what happened? Charlie Strong?
Charlie Strong went to Florida, and I love Charlie, and then end up going to Gainesville.
Well, we have a long history with Mark Richt on this program and obviously in South Florida. And let me bring him on the phone here. Hello, Coach.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
My producer, Solana, said to me when you had called in, he goes, I think I just made a faux pas. I called him Coach. And I said, no, I think certain guys achieve coach status for life, right? You're always Coach.
Yeah, they call me Coach on the show, too. So I'm kind of used to it, and it doesn't hurt my feelings.
And, Coach, I'm going to call you Coach. I called him Coach since I was 17 years old. Coach, we were just talking about it last segment. You seem like you're really enjoying being on TV. I don't know if it's not that pressure of coaching what it is, but you seem like you're enjoying that side of life.
Well, I'm having a good time. I mean, one thing I wanted to make sure I did was enjoy this thing. And, you know, I think the goal for us is to, you know, entertain people, educate people, you know. So I'm trying to teach a little ball here, maybe give some insight here and there, you know, as a head coach might think or see it. But also, I've always been a little bit reserved as a coach with the media because you got to be careful what you say, because when you're the head ball coach, those words can hurt other people on accident, and you just got to kind of – you don't want to stir something up that you don't want stirred up. But now that I don't have that responsibility, when stupid stuff hits my brain, which it does quite often, I could just let it rip. And usually, you know, I haven't got fired for it yet, so it's been good.
Mark Richt is with us. But beyond what Crowder is saying there, like on the ACC Network, you're having fun and you're laughing all the time and whatnot. But like just a few weeks ago, you posted a picture on Twitter. You're wearing a T-shirt. You're on the beach. You're holding a jug of cheese balls. Like, I mean, like you must be experiencing a football season in a way that you've never experienced it in the longest time.
It's crazy. I mean, I coached 35 years in a row, and I played it since I was a kid. So it's been very different. And just life, like normal people live a lot different life than coaches live, especially a head coach, I could tell you that. And I've just really enjoyed spending time with my wife. Now, we live on the beach here in Destin, Florida, so that's not all bad. So I work Friday and Saturday, and the rest of the week, I'd eat cheese balls on the beach.
Yeah, now, the cheese balls on the beach, I was going to ask you about this. That doesn't seem like your typical beach snack. You know what I mean? Because the cheese balls get dusty.
Well, what happened was we did a game watching show or whatever, where I was actually allowed with Beeson to cheer for the Hurricanes when they were playing, Florida. So, you know, part of the deal was we were going to act like we're in the living room just as two fans of the team who also have a little, you know, analysis ability. But the setup was to have pizza and other stuff, and somehow there was a big bucket of cheese balls there. So I don't know how many times I dipped into the cheese balls, but enough for people to start sending me cheese balls. And so that's how that whole thing started.
All right.
I haven't got a contract with a cheese ball company, but I'm thinking about – I'm still working on that.
Yeah, no, that seems like it would make sense. I mean, if you've found in your life now an affinity towards cheese balls, you might as well make the most of it. Take it and run.
Well,
take the ball and
choices.
Run.
I had a lot of choices that night, and I just – cheese balls – well, what happened was when I started eating the cheese balls, Miami did better, right? So I was like, well, I got to keep eating these cheese balls. And before you know it, half the thing was gone, and – that's kind of how the whole thing got going.
That would be great if everybody in South Florida adopted that. The more cheese balls we eat, the better the Hurricanes do. So, like, yeah, cheese ball
you know
sales.
How you are as a fan. I mean, if I was eating the chicken wing at the time, I'd have to eat chicken wings the rest
right,
of the night.
Right. Were you superstitious when you were coaching?
Not really. I did have a weird, I guess I could say this on the air since I'm not the head coach anymore, but as the offensive coordinator, you know, I'd be up there calling the game from the booth. And if we were doing really great in the first half, I would refrain from using the boys' room. But if we were playing horrible, then at halftime, I would always make sure I took care of business. But as weird as that was, it kind of worked.
But if you were having a good first half performance, even if you had to go, you just held it in.
Yeah, you just held it in. You just had to wait till after the game.
You know, Crowder famously peed on himself, urinated on himself on the field. Like, and this has become NFL lore.
Yeah. Well, that never did happen, but I came close a couple times.
You were wearing slacks. It was different.
Yeah, Coach. It wasn't an accident either, Coach. I knew what I was doing. Take a knee, get that water bottle, let it go, sprint your leg down, and then ride on out. Go tackle somebody.
Got to do what you got to do, baby.
I guess so. Mark Richt is with us. You can see him on the ACC Network now. Hurricanes have Virginia Tech this Saturday. Miami's almost a two-touchdown favorite. But you know, obviously, you can't sleep on Vatek. So what do the Hurricanes need to improve on for Saturday?
Well, I mean, you can't sleep on anybody. Let's be honest. I mean, for whatever reason, the league is kind of weird to me in that there's a lot of teams that can play great one week and the next week just like what happened. And I don't know if anybody – I was thinking no one's good enough to consistently play great every week except for Clemson, and then Clemson about gets beat by North Carolina, who's 2-2. So it's just so hard to predict these games because of that. But I would say that, you know, I think Miami's defense is getting nasty again. I think there's some moments where they didn't play as good as they liked to. They gave up more big plays than they had all last season, I think, within the first few games. So I think they got that straightened out. I really love what Jaren Williams is doing as a passer. They've got a lot of skill guys that are starting to sprout. And, you know, everybody wants to throw it all on the O-line. And I'll say this, the O-line is the toughest position in football to get cohesive and to get where they're playing really good. You know, just about everybody in America has got some problems up front. But I think they've got enough of a talent base up front. I think they made some good moves, putting Scaife out there to tackle. I think that was smart because I know the kid can pass pro, even though he's not that prototypical 6'5 guy. He's athletic. He's got long arms. He can dance with those guys. So I think Miami's on the rise this season. I think they're going to do well. I think they have as good a chance as anybody to win it. And really, if I had to – my prediction or my guess today is the winner of Miami and Virginia is who's going to win the Coastal. That's how I see it right now.
And, Coach, you recruited and brought in Jaren Williams, who won the starting quarterback job over Nikosi Perry and Tate Martell. As you recruited him, as you watched him, and as you're watching him now with the Canes, speak on Jaren and what makes him
right, so
special, because I'm impressed by this young man.
Well, you know – to give the credit where it belongs, it'd be my son, John, because if you remember, we had Art Sikowski committed to us that class, and we were only going to take one quarterback. And so John had a relationship with Jaren, and Jaren kind of knew what the deal was, but they just kept in contact. And then when Art ended up deciding to go to Rutgers, there was enough of a relationship to get Jaren on a visit. He just so happens to visit the Notre Dame game that year that we exploded there at Hard Rock, and it was enough to get him excited about wanting to be a Hurricane. So, you know, if John would have just said, well, we got Art, I'm not going to talk to this kid anymore, I don't even know if we'd have got him. But I think I think his fundamentals are tremendous as far as a passer. He's really – like, you know, I said it ever since he got on campus. What he throws at, he hits. You know, and sometimes he wasn't sure who he was throwing to in the beginning because he's just learning. But I knew once he learned, you know, what was up, you know, as far as the system that he's in, I really believed he would do well, and he's really, I think, what he's doing is very impressive considering the amount of times he's gotten, you know, knocked around. And, you know, some of those sacks, he could have got rid of the ball and it wouldn't have been as many sacks, but he has gotten knocked around a little bit. But the thing I love about him is in games where he's been knocked around, he still drops back the next time expecting a good pocket, standing in there and ripping, throwing dimes, you know. So I'm really impressed with the guy.
Mark Richt is with us, former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, now an analyst on the ACC Network. You could watch him there. He's having fun all the time. Jaren Williams, I think everybody has been impressed. On the opposite side, Bubba Baxa, the kickers, had a rough go of it this season. I think he's 5 of 9. But he's missed a couple of chip shots. I think that's what gets people worried. If he was your kicker, right. I mean, he was, but if you were the coach, what would you say to Bubba Baxa to keep him focused and positive and try to get him back, you know, where he needs to be?
Yeah, the biggest thing with him is, you know, he there's not a lot of moving parts in his job, okay? He's going to do, in other words, a quarterback, all kind of things you got to learn to deal with. And this, but when you're a field goal kicker and a kickoff guy, I mean, that's the two skills that you have and the two things that you have to do. And I think, but it's a very, it doesn't, you don't kick very often. You kick and usually kick when it means a lot. So it's a very pressure-packed moment for that guy. And your mind can start going in all kind of different directions about, oh, I hope I make this kick, or if I don't make it, am I going to catch heck on the social media? I mean, you can't think about all those things. You have to have your routine. You have to focus on your routine. And that's where I think a sports psychologist can really help him. And I know there's one on campus that he's probably working with to get him right. But, you know, that's just a position where you have to just be laser focused on your one responsibility, your one job, because he's got the talent base. And he really, for the most part, has been a really accurate guy throughout his career.
And, Coach, when do you start panicking about a kicker? Because, like you're saying, they're four games in. You know, he's what, 5 for 9? Do you start to panic? And if you do now, or when do you start to panic?
Well, I don't know if panic's the word, but, I mean, if you got another kicker that's just as good or better, you're going to probably give him a shot. You know, if you got someone else, if the next guy, you're like, he can't do it. You know what I mean? I mean, I've had some situations where, you know, I mean, when Charlie Ward was throwing a bunch of picks his first year as a starter, and the second team guy was Danny Cannell, but he was a true freshman and didn't start playing high school football till he was a junior. And we threw Cannell in there for about a series. I'm like, there's no way. He's not ready. I got to go back to Charlie no matter what. And praise God we did, because, you know, he ends up winning the Heisman the next year and was actually ACC Offensive Player of the Year that first year. He was throwing all those picks. So a lot of times it depends on who you got backing somebody up. If the next kicker has got a tremendous ability, you know, you may make a change, but if there's no one in the house that you think is even close to Bubba, you just got to keep working with the kids.
Coach Mark Richt is with us. He's an analyst on the ACC Network. I have to ask, because we're Dolphins fans, so we're watching quarterbacks now. Who is the best quarterback in college football?
I think it's what's the kid at Oklahoma now?
Jalen Hurts.
Better than Tua.
Yeah, Jalen, I should know that, but I do know that. But like I said on the show the other day, sometimes when you're my age, you get a little – your brain gets a little foggy for a minute. But, yeah, I think Jalen Hurts – the first time I saw him play in that system, the first game I saw him play, I said, he's going to win the Heisman. It's just – it's over. It's a wrap, you know, because not only did he – was he working the system beautifully, but he looked beautiful doing it. I mean, and he's already got numbers that exceed – the last two Heisman Trophy winners by a good bit at this point of the season. And I'm not shocked by it because he really looks great.
And, Coach, what about, like you say, in that system, Jalen looks pretty good. And I agree with you. I think he is the front runner right now for the Heisman. I think he will win it if he continues to play like he is. But what about being Dolphin fans, Coach? We're 0-4 right now. We're getting the hell beat out of us. What about the next phase of football? Is Jalen going to be better than a Tua or a Herbert or one of those guys?
Well, the problem is the guy at Clemson is only a sophomore. That's the problem.
we can't go through this again next season as Dolphins fans. We need someone. We need someone in the next draft. We can't wait for Trevor.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, I'll say this now that I'm doing ACC Network. That's all I watch, you know, is ACC football. I don't get to see – I may see some highlights here and there, but for the most part, I mean, every second of that Saturday and even Friday night, I might be watching four ACC games at the same time, and I can't see what's happening in the rest of the country. So I couldn't just sit here and say this is the guy that I think is going to be who everybody wants to pick. But the Dolphins are certainly positioning themselves for that pick.
Maybe a couple. Somebody texts in. Do you recall this? Somebody texts in based on your story that Danny Cannell, his first play, he lined up behind a guard.
Well, he somewhere along the way he did. You know,
is that when you decided he wasn't ready?
With Ward.
Yeah, that was part of it. But I'll tell you, when the first year he started, you know, Charlie Ward, we went fast break, no huddle, shotgun, you know, because of Charlie. And we're thinking that belonged to Charlie. So when Danny got in there, when he became a starter, we started going back to traditional I formation, this, that, and the other. And we were struggling bad. I think we were playing Virginia, about to get beat. Or we were, you know, playing poorly. And, like, so the second half, we're like, let's go back to what he's practiced for the last 2 years and what Charlie did and see what happens. And he lit it up. So, you know, I mean, in 1992, 93, 94 was Danny's first year. That shotgun, no huddle, spreading the field, going fast. We were doing that way back then, and it worked for a guy who didn't have Charlie's skill set.
And, Coach, you talked about Trevor Lawrence, and he's a great athlete, but this year he's not mimicking what he did last year. Last year he threw four interceptions through the whole season. This year he already has five, and two ran back for pick sixes. Is he struggling? Did they get film on him, or it was just a couple bad games out of Trevor?
Well, I think he's probably more confident, and sometimes confidence breeds more risk. Especially when you have the receivers that he does have, they are special. And sometimes you're like, well, I just sling it out to these dudes and they're going to make a play. And so I think a little bit, I think he's been a little bit careless, quite frankly. And you're always going to have picks. I mean, guys drop balls, balls get tipped, you get hit while you're throwing it. I mean, there's always times that you have interceptions, but I think he's got to tighten down the screws a little bit. And I'll say this, too. His numbers aren't going to be great because they don't play – he doesn't play the whole game. You know, he's 2 weeks ago, he threw nine balls. That was it. He was out. They put the next guy in, you know. So guys that are on a team that are loaded, it's hard for the individuals to get the big numbers to become that Heisman Trophy candidate or a national award winner at their position. But make no mistake, he is a – you know, people say generational talent. He might be a generational talent. He is something else, in my opinion. Just an unbelievable skill set for this level and the next level.
Mark Richt, former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. You can watch him on the ACC Network. If you don't get the ACC Network, you got to call your cable company and complain and tell them that you want to see Mark Richt eating cheese balls because the world needs more of that. South Florida needs more of that. Everybody stock up on cheese balls because we need to go on a little winning streak here. We appreciate your time, Coach. We always enjoy talking to you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Mark Richt there. He really does seem to be enjoying his life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just having fun. Like, it's like he said there, he goes, yeah, I wanted to say things before, but as a head coach, you could take a word or a sentence out, and it's got ramifications for weeks.
Like the story he told us where he wouldn't go to the bathroom if he doesn't think the offense is performing. If he told that while he was coaching, they would have a camera on him to see if he gets up at halftime.
Like, literally, it becomes a narrative. Like, you got to worry about everything you say. So, seems like you were recruited by him. He seems like a very nice guy. I said this even when he resigned from the Hurricanes job. I thought it was a stand-up thing to do. I just like him. I think he's a good dude.
Smells good, too, man.
He just comes in and all that Jacquard Noir.
Not even, you know, just natural good smell. That. Not even cologne. I have cologne good smell.
Right, he's just fresh. Just certain guys are fresh. Fresh.
And breath smells like mint all the time. How do you never have bad breath, Coach?
Mark Richt there, former head coach of the Hurricanes, and again, now an analyst on the ACC Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.